Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Star 94.1.
Where is this relationship going on the Jeff and Jen show? And just a couple minutes ago, we talked with a guy named Max asking him about his relationship with Andy. She was under the impression that he was jealous of an ex-boyfriend of hers that she was spending time with, and they were on a break while he sorted through those feelings.
Mm-hmm.
He was under the impression that she was actually hooking up with that ex-boyfriend, and they're not on a break. They are full-on broken up.
Finished. Right.
And I think, for me, it got a little bit awkward. Jen, you're not as awkward about it, but I felt awkward.
No, Andy perceives it in one way, because she said the ex-boyfriend that she's hanging out with, she's just strictly friends with. And Max got information from a mutual friend of theirs that Andy was actually hooking up with that guy. So they just have two totally different stories on what's going on.
Andy, welcome back to the show.
What's the deal?
Well, I didn't know that he knew, and I don't know who told him about that. Because also, like, he's just shut down communication with me. He won't talk to me.
Mm-hmm.
But also, like, I'm really, really sorry. And, I mean, you guys didn't tell him that I was sorry. Like, you guys didn't. I don't know. Like, I'm kind of wondering what the point of this even was. Like,
wait,
what?
You guys
didn't really, sorry for what? Did you actually hook up with the ex-boyfriend? Because that's the information that he got.
I mean, yeah, I did, but, like, I was hanging out with him. I was hooking up with him. Like, that's, like, semantics, you know? Like, it's not.
Actually, no. That's a whole lot different.
I wish everybody could see Jen's face right now.
Where am I? It's not semantics. If he was your ex-boyfriend that you were strictly friends with, that means there's no, like, hooking up, making out, physical, no romance, nothing.
But it's not romance. Like, it doesn't mean anything when I fool around with him.
Well,
but wait a minute. Hold on. So, and did you say that you're upset with us because we didn't apologize
to him?
To him.
For you.
But you realize we didn't think you did anything wrong.
Well, but I thought the whole point of this was that you guys would, like, advocate for me. I didn't do anything wrong. Like, I don't.
You made out with another guy while you had a boyfriend.
And he thought you were exclusive.
It doesn't mean anything. Like, I don't love him. I don't want to be with him. It's not like, it's just like physical whatever. It literally means nothing to me.
But you still can't do it. Like, you
if
can't.
It means nothing. You can't go there.
Yes.
That's a game changer.
But, like, Max wouldn't even talk to me. Like, he just froze me out. He didn't even let me know he knew.
Andy, you cheated on him.
Oh, I think she just hung up on us.
But that's accurate, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And we were supposed to apologize? Did she say that to us and I missed it?
Hang on. Well, now
what
we have to.
She think was going to happen?
Now we have to do a ghost hunting on Andy.
Angela, welcome to the Jeff and Jen show.
This girl is terrible. Like, absolutely terrible. What did she think was going to happen?
Yeah.
If she's cheated on this dude and going home and sleeping with some other man, did she not think to lead with that information when she called you guys?
Yeah.
And expected you to apologize for it? Really?
I think she had a different perception of what the segment was. Like,
No, she totally lied. Hmm. She said, I'm friends with my ex. That's a whole lot different than still sleeping with him.
Christina, welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. Oh, this girl is cray-cray, okay? she wanted you guys to call up and be like, oh, I'm so sorry that I was sleeping with this other dude. Like, are you kidding me right now?
Yeah.
This girl needs to get out of town. She needs to get out of town.
She didn't tell us that.
Yeah.
I know. Just completely lied to you guys.
Mm-hmm.
Kristen, welcome to the show.
Oh, my God. She is absolutely ridiculous. Like, I'm actually mad. I gave her the benefit of the doubt 2 minutes ago thinking, well, maybe it was misunderstanding. She's friends with somebody she's been friends with. You were messing around with them, and you embarrassed this other guy. Why would he want to be with you? And then you're saying it's not the same. Oh, you're supposed to advocate for me? Not for some dirty cheater. I mean, that's ridiculous. Ridiculous.
The segment is, where is this relationship going? Not, please beg back my ex.
Right. Please,
because I'm a jerk.
And now our new segment on the show, please accept this apology on her behalf.
Yes.
Missy in Atlanta.
Oh, my God. She is so ridiculous, and she's delirious. Like, girl, I mean, you're upset because you forgot to put the kitty on lock, and now you're upset because he found out. It doesn't work that way. And I'm like, I'm thinking, okay, maybe it's a miscommunication problem. No, it's you.
Do women have friends? Like, are there friends in your group or who live in, like, an altered sense of reality? Or did we just find this one, this special one?
No, maybe my friends would tell me, like, you're stupid. Like, good for you. That's what you get. That's karma. Obviously, she doesn't have friends to tell her that. And obviously, her friends are probably like, no, it didn't mean anything. You didn't love him. So, you know, it doesn't count. Yes, it does. Like, are you, girl, okay, just lock up the kitty, and next time, you know, proceed as a woman. And because I'm pretty sure if he did it to her, she would have, you know, flipped and went off.
Lock up the kitty is my new favorite phrase. Fantastic. Thank you so much, Missy.
Hello.
We keep taking these phone calls, but there's nobody. Like, I would love to find somebody who is on her side just to, you know, for some balance.
I don't think that's possible, though, because she lied. I think we could find people on her side if she was just friends with her ex and he had a big issue with that. Then there's some gray area. There's nothing gray about this.
Kelly in Athens.
All I have to say is a wow.
Yeah.
Just wow.
I know.
Mic drop.
Wow. Mic drop.
Listen, like, and share. The conversation continues with Jeff and Jen on Facebook.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.